We are starting our Elephants in the Room series, which I've been talking about for about 6 months, and finally are doing it. I'm excited about it. Tonight, we're going to talk about freedom and Facebook. Okay, now when you think of the word freedom, what do you think of? USA, America. Yeah, you know, right? And the Olympics, we just had them, and you picture like bald eagles and the American flag and amber waves of grain and stuff, right? Yeah, okay. Anybody else? What does anybody else have anything you think of when you think of freedom? Or the word free, besides America, which is awesome. I'm not, you know. Stuff you don't have to pay for, okay? Many of you are at the age and you're fixing to go to college. You will embrace the, if it's free, it's for me, you know, mindset. I know when I was in college on Wednesdays, they had this thing they called Market Wednesdays. We called it Circus Wednesdays. And in the student union, all the, like, clubs and all of the fraternities and stuff would all set up, and there was people selling stuff, and at, like, all these tables they'd be giving away little trinkets, pens, and we'd always go through and get like a bajillion pens, and you know, because it was free and we needed them for class. So, you know, these are the things that we would do. It's free, so we're gonna take it. You know what, the yeah, you know, so we would just take whatever, anything that's free you'll take, right? That's how I'm still like that, I'll admit it. You know, so when you think of the word freedom, some of you might think of this. Wes, play that video that's at the end of the slides.
You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do without freedom? Will you fight? We will run, and we will live. All right? Fight, and you may die. Run, and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Anybody know what movie's that from? Braveheart. Okay, yeah. And at the end of that movie, there's another really iconic scene where he's like being killed. They're stretching him and tearing out his... And they're like, do you have any last words? And he lays there and he goes, freedom! Really loud, but I didn't. I like this one better. So yeah, that's what I think of when I think of freedom is Braveheart, and like that's a really famous movie speech there. So that's what I think of. How many of you know where in the Bible it talks about the freedom we've been given? Because God gave us freedom. You know that. I mean, you've probably heard that. What's that? There's one in Corinthians. That was awesome. Yes, there is one in Corinthians. Audrey just poked herself in the eye with a pen, for those of you who missed it. And I'm going to put this on the podcast, too, so that it goes on the internet. And so, yeah, they're all over the place. There are. But what's the really famous verse about freedom? It says, if the Son... Right. If the Son has set you free, you will be free indeed. That's in John 8:36. Okay, John 8:36, one of the most famous freedom verses in the Bible. If the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. But what is freedom? See, here's the problem. We got to know what that means so that we can act on it. So somebody tell me, what is freedom? Quickly. Being able to do what you want. Yes, ma'am. I see that hand. Okay, so like the opposite of oppression, yeah, or slavery? Yes, Draven. Yeah, that's what she just said, but good job. I even said it in the mic. Being able to do what you want? Yes, sir. No bondage, okay? Yeah, so these are all decent. Yes, those are all true. But here's a question. When you're free, does that mean you can literally do anything you want? Right, because, you know, doing whatever you want within responsibility. Man, you guys are preaching my sermon for me. I like it. We're going to go to the first time the word free is found in the Bible. Guess what book it's in? Very good. I'm glad you guys are ready for that. It's in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17 says this: "And the Lord God commanded the man, 'You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die.'" Okay, so that's it. We've heard all this before. This is nothing you've never heard, I'm sure, as far as the scripture goes. But there's three things in this that I want to point out about freedom. First off, within this verse about freedom and being free, it starts off with a respect for the authority of God. And this is not on your fill in the blanks, but it starts off with a respect for the authority of God, because it says God commanded the man, and the Lord God commanded the man in verse 16. So we start with that. We have to understand that, okay, this is God's command and we're going to obey that. Okay, so that's the first part, respect for God's authority. Secondly, responsibility to stay within the boundaries, right? We just talked about that. Yes, you're free, but you've got certain boundaries. You are free to eat from any of the tree, but you must not eat from this one. Okay, pretty simple. You're free. Here's your boundaries. Do whatever. Just don't eat from this one. Okay, pretty straightforward. And what's the third part? So we've got respect for God's authority. What's the last part of the verse? For when you eat from it, you will certainly die. What does that sound like? Starts with a C. It's a big word. It says, for if you eat from it, you will certainly die. Consequences, okay? Yeah, so that's the third part. See, freedom is true, but you have to respect the authority of whoever, in this case God. You have to know where the boundaries of that freedom are, and you have to know that there are consequences of this. Okay, this is America. You know, like even in America, we're a free country, but I cannot just go around punching people in the face. I can't. You know, I could. You're right. Technically, I could, but there would be consequences because I respect the authority of the law, and I would go to jail for assault and battery. So I don't want to do that. Therefore, I respect that boundary that's put in there, you know. And so we have to respect these laws. Some of us are better at that than others. I'll admit, I'm a speeder. Y'all know this, okay? You know, and some of you probably are too, if you're being honest. Say what? As is Wes. That's right. We both learned from our dad. And we're speeders. That's how we roll. So, with the trailer. That's right. Okay. And those of you who are driving, those of you who drive, you have this with your parents. Like your parents say, okay, here, you have, say what? Well, yeah, road rage. But no, I was thinking more like, okay, your parents are like, okay, you're 16, you have a driver's license or whatever. Here, you can use this vehicle. But you need to do this. You need to call every so often so we know where you are. You need to be back by midnight, whatever it may be. Okay? You know what I'm talking about, depending on your parents. You know, for my parents, it was pretty much every time you get in the car, you need to call me and tell me where you're going. That, mine were pretty tight about that, and it was okay. That's lovely. But so we have these boundaries, or else what? You know, we'll take away the keys, we'll, whatever. We'll take your license, whatever it may be, okay? You can only go to school and back. You can't do it. You know, there's consequences to this, okay? But see, what the devil did when the devil came in and he said, did God really say that? What the devil did here, he distorted what freedom is. He changed it, and he lied to the man and the woman, to Adam and Eve, about what freedom meant and how we were supposed to react to it. Okay, so this is the problem, is that we have this great view of freedom. You can do whatever you want, just follow a few simple rules, and here's the consequences. And the devil came in and said, well, is that really what God said? Well, yeah, it is. It's written down. You know, it is, but the devil said, no, that's not, and it probably confused it. Okay, so we're going to take that, we're going to apply that to other situations in our lives. There's the freedom part. Now we're going to move to the Facebook part. How many of you guys have a Facebook? I have a Facebook. I read just a few minutes ago, I was checking Twitter, and I saw somebody tweet that from a pretty reliable source, that if you listed all the nations in the world, is like China, then India. The USA is the third biggest by population, but by number of people, Facebook is actually bigger than America. It would be China, India, Facebook, then the USA. Okay, Facebook is literally the third biggest nation in the world. That ought to frighten you. How many of you guys have a Twitter? Okay, I have a Twitter as well. Twitter would be the eighth biggest nation in the world, according to that I saw. Okay? It is. It's newer than Facebook. So give it a couple of years, it'll probably be bigger than Facebook. I did not see MySpace on the list. How many of you guys had a MySpace at one point? How many of you guys had one, but you can't remember the login? That's where I'm at. I technically probably still have one, but I haven't logged into it in probably 3 years, so who knows? So, yeah, how many of you guys have an Instagram? I know some of you guys Instagram. That's your new favorite. Anybody got a, oh, what else is there? There's Tumblr. Anybody Tumblr? I don't really know what that is. She Tumblrs? Okay. Google Plus. Anybody have a Google Plus, or am I the only one, me and Wes? Zach has. It's Google's lame attempt at being like Facebook. It's, yeah, it's weird. You have to get an invitation. It's weird. Pinterest, that's right, Pinterest. I'm sorry, I forgot the ladies for a second there. I actually have a Pinterest. No, it's okay. I have one too, but I never use it. Like, I get emails all the time. Oh, your Facebook, your friend is following your boards on Pinterest. I'm like, great. I joined it like 6 months ago, and I've pinned like one thing. So, I know, but honestly, I kid you not, I never hear guys talk about it. On my Facebook, I constantly see girls, oh, yeah, I have this, you know, I have this. Oh, I just pinned this. This is so cute. Yeah, you know, I want to make this. And yada, yada. No, I never see guys doing it. I'm just saying it's true. Like I said, I have one. I just never use it. So are there any other that I'm forgetting here? I'm forgetting other social media sites. I think I'm good. Social? You're a socialist? What? What'd you say over there, Zach? Meepy? Meet me? Meet me? I don't know what any of those are. King me? That sounds like checkers. Oh, kick? Kick me? Okay, I don't know what any of those either. Okay, so you guys know what I'm talking about, social media. Okay, and this stuff can also apply to general media. How many of you guys know who, how many of you guys, and don't lie, okay, because I watch stupid crap too, but how many of you guys watch Married to Jonas? There's a TV show called Married to Jonas. You guys watch it? I don't even know. I just know that's what it's called. It's about one of the Jonas brothers and his wife. How many of you guys have ever watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians? How many of you guys watched Dance Moms? I know there's a few of you in here. Yeah, okay. How many of you guys watch, oh, what's our favorite one, Wes? The Duck Guys. Duck Dynasty. Any Duck Dynasty fans? Oh, Duck Dynasty's the best, isn't it? If you don't know what Duck Dynasty is, you got to watch it. It's like these hardcore Louisiana rednecks who are like millionaires. And so they're just lots of free time and money to play with. It's ridiculous. And they're Christians. They pray at the end of every episode. And it's really cool. But they're hilarious. So this is all media, okay? We got social media. We got, you know, movies and TV shows and all of this stuff. Oh, really quick, Wes, go to the next screen. How many of you, oh, this was, we already did all this. Keep going. Pay attention back there, man. One more. How many of you guys know what this website is? Christian Mingle. Christian Mingle. This is not Christian Mingle. No. Christian Mingle is a real thing, yes. Christian Mingle is the Christian eHarmony. Yeah. So no, this is not Christian Mingle. Anybody have any guess? I'm really excited that none of y'all noticed. I thought somebody would, but this is a website that you will recognize in a minute. You'll be really surprised. TeacherTube? No, it's not TeacherTube. Wes, go to the next one. This is what Facebook used to look like. Yes, that's because I just had him change it. Okay, yes, this was Facebook. At the beginning of Facebook, you had to have a .edu. You had to have a university email address. I joined when it was like this. Okay, when I was at FSU, my freshman year, fall of 2004, okay, I joined when you had to have a certain, and only certain schools had it, and they were adding more, and it was really cool. And if you've seen the movie The Social Network, I was there for the beginning of that. Okay, this is what Facebook used to look like, and some of you didn't even know that you used to have a, that it used to be like this. But I remember when my dad first got a Facebook, and it was weird. And now my grandmother has one, and she likes like all my pictures and statuses, even though she doesn't get them. You know, she doesn't know what movie I'm quoting, but she hits like anyways. It's strange. Yeah, it kind of is, but it's cool. So we all know about media and social media, okay? And it's cool, and there's a lot of good uses for it. But it can become a problem, okay? And so when we have things like this, which are decisions we have to make, some of you, I know, you know, like I know at some point a couple of you have deactivated your Facebooks for a while for various reasons, and that's okay. Or some of you started a new Facebook or a new Twitter because the old one was getting too drama-y or whatever, and that's okay too. But see, that tells me that you're dealing with this decision. Should I use this? Should I not? Okay? And we're going to go through some questions, okay? These are some questions that we have to ask ourselves when we come upon decisions we have to make as far as should I do this or should I not do this? Yes, ma'am, I see that hand. Okay. So here's the first question. The first right question is, what does Scripture say? Okay, 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, which means that Scripture is where we should get our guidance for things, okay? Scripture is where we should get our guidance for things. Now, I think it's safe to say that Facebook is not in the Bible. Okay, that's probably safe to say. Social media is probably not in the Bible. So in this case, this probably isn't a question that we can really take to Scripture because we don't know. There's some other Scriptures that we're going to look at that can give us some guidelines, but this is not going to be specifically mentioned like some other things are. Okay, so here's our first question when we have to decide, should I or should I not do this? What does Scripture say about it? And if you want to write the reference, it's 2 Timothy 3:16 down there at the end of the question. I encourage you to do that. Okay, second question. Are there any laws or rules in effect on this? Okay, the Bible says, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Right now, we're coming up on election time, and if your Facebook is like mine, it's inundated with political stuff, and I'm seeing Obama and everybody else and Romney all over my Facebook, and people are bashing one or the other, but that's not biblical. Y'all need to know that. I'm just going to say this. Bashing the government is not biblical. Okay, it says right there, the authorities that exist have been established by God. God put those guys there for a reason. God put Obama there for a reason. We don't know what it is, but God's going to use it, okay? So are there any rules or any authorities? Here's another authority, your parents, your school rules, okay? I know the school that I taught at, we couldn't go to Facebook if we were on the school internet. Like the school filter wouldn't let us go to Facebook or Twitter or any of those type of sites, you know? Couldn't even go to YouTube. You know, because it was, you know, whatever. They had it blocked, okay? So that was a rule that I had to follow. While I was at the school, I couldn't check those things. I couldn't even show movies in my class. I couldn't show a YouTube video. I had to download it and bring it in from home or whatever. But that was the rule, and that was okay. It was kind of a pain, but that's the rule, okay? You have to follow the rules. And as we get into some more things in this series, that's going to become a little more into it. Right now, there are no laws about Facebook, to my knowledge. So that's not really applicable either. Okay, so the third question here, and here's where it starts to get a little hairier. It's a little harder to figure out. Will it have a positive impact on me, especially spiritually? Will it have a positive spiritual impact on me? Now, this is where it can get strange. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:23 that I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. So, yeah, you're free to do that. That doesn't mean it's good for you. You know, we talked about Adam and Eve, and yeah, they were free to eat of anything in the garden, and they were free to do whatever, but I bet you Adam didn't go around sticking his head in the lion's mouth very often, because that probably would not have been constructive or beneficial to him, right? He probably didn't want to do that. Okay, so yeah, we're free to do everything, but that doesn't mean we should, necessarily. Now, how does that apply to this? You see, yes, when I'm on Facebook or Twitter, I get, you know, I'm friends with a lot of Christians and worship leaders, and I get motivation, I get inspiration. You know, I'll wake up to several Bible verses in the morning. One person in particular posts a psalm every morning, and it's really cool to read. And so, yes, it can be. And if I know, okay, I should look at this person. Some people I've got blocked because, you know, I'm like, all right, that's not going to be any good. Reading what they're posting is not going to be useful to me. Okay? And it can be used to build relationships within the body. So, yes, it can have a positive impact on you, but it also cannot. Some of you know what I'm talking about. I've told many people say, oh, I don't like Facebook. There's too much drama. And I always tell them, well, just don't get in it. I've had Facebook since the beginning, and I've hardly ever got, I can count on one hand the number of arguments I've gotten in Facebook because I just refuse to. Nobody's ever won a Facebook argument, so there's no point in it. Okay, here's the fourth question. This is where it starts to get really hairy. Will it addict or enslave? Okay, the scripture here is, again, 1 Corinthians 6 sounds the same, but it's a little different. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. How many of you, and be honest, okay, I want to see hands because I know I'm not the only one here. How many of you, sometimes in the morning, you check Facebook or Twitter before you open the Bible? I do sometimes. Okay. If that's you every morning, you might be mastered by it. Okay, if every morning your first instinct is to get on Facebook or see what your favorite comedian or whoever, your favorite, your friends tweeted overnight, before you get in Scripture, you might need to check your priorities. You see, that's what it's talking about. I will not be mastered by anything. If your first instinct upon having your phone in your hand is to pop open that Facebook app or that Twitter app or to pop open even your texting and see who, you know, and I'm not saying you have to only look at the Bible on your phone, but because I don't. I've got all those apps, and that's fine. But if that's your first priority, if your first priority when you sit down is, I got to check Facebook or I got to check this or whatever, then you may be mastered by it. This is one that probably is affecting some of you, if we're being honest. Okay, here's another one. Will it hurt a fellow believer or set a trap for a fellow believer? You see, there's some people, and you guys know who I'm talking about, who absolutely cannot keep their mouth shut when it comes to this stuff. They're always in arguments with people. You guys know, I've heard you guys talk about the 47 post long comments where people arguing over Odessa versus Permian. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, so, and I'll admit, all day today I've been posting stuff about Go Giants and Boo Cowboys just to troll the Cowboy fans. I'll admit that. That's all in good fun. But you know, if there's that person who you know, if you post this, they're going to get too invested in it. But you do it anyways, now you're putting somebody else in a trap. Okay, this verse is here. Romans 14. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister. I'm convinced, being fully persuaded in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is unclean in itself. But if someone else regards something as unclean, then for that person it is unclean. If your brother or sister is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do not by your eating destroy someone for whom Christ died. Paul's talking about, you know, the Jews weren't allowed to eat pork and certain things. And so he was talking about, if you're hanging out with the Jews and you know they're going to be offended, yeah, you've been set free at Christ, but why are you going to start that argument? Why are you going to eat the pork in front of them just knowing it's going to offend them? Don't go to offend other people. Okay, in the similar vein, the next question, will it disrupt fellowship and damage relationships in the body? Do not, by your eating, destroy someone for whom Christ died. If your brother or sister is distressed, you are, because of what you're doing, you are no longer acting in love. That's a big one. If you're doing something and your brother or sister in Christ is offended by it, whether they should or should not be offended by it, you're not acting in love by offending them. And that's not saying we have to kowtow to the whim of every tightwad person in the world, okay? But at the same time, if somebody around you is being struck down, or if you're causing arguments and you're damaging a relationship between you, if you're getting into arguments with fellow church members and fellow believers on Facebook that's damaging your relationship, then that's an issue. That's a problem. Okay? Another question, does it go against my conscience? And this isn't like Jiminy Cricket. This isn't like Jiminy Cricket, your conscience, you know. The Bible says, I am convinced, again, we're in that same scripture. If anyone regards something as unclean, then for that person it is unclean. There are certain things that the Bible doesn't say. They're not mentioned in any of this other stuff. And it just comes down to a personal choice. You know, our pastor, his wife is on Facebook. He is not. He just chooses not to be. And that's okay. That's okay. You know, and that's the way he feels, and that's fine. My parents are both on Facebook, but some of your parents may not be, and that's okay too. Okay, this is not something that is really explicitly said. So, you know, at some point, if it's not legislated by law or by the scriptures or whatever else, then yeah, there are times when your conscience and the Holy Spirit working in you can say, you know what, yes or no, go for it, don't go for it. Okay? And here's the last question, and really the most important question of them all. Does it glorify God? Will it glorify God? 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. When you're on social media, when you're on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever, are you glorifying God? Are you saying things on there that you know are going to be harmful or that you shouldn't be saying, that are just not good for you to be saying or doing, or posting pictures? Okay, I've caught this a couple times. I'll see a picture that's funny, and I'll hit share, and then I'll realize probably shouldn't have shared that. I have to go back and take it down, but who knows? My dad might have seen it, you know, somebody else, I don't know. There's a good rule of thumb. If your first thought is, what if that person sees it, you probably shouldn't post it. Okay, it's a good rule of thumb. And most of you guys are fine. I'm friends with most of you guys on Facebook, and I follow many of you on Twitter. And so I know that most of you guys have good, fairly good filters on this stuff. But just a reminder, you never know. Are you glorifying God through what you're doing? Are you using social media to glorify God or to glorify yourself? Be proud of the accomplishments you have. Be proud of things that happen. Be proud of what your friends do. But make sure that you're glorifying God through the things that you do on social media or in the media in general. Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for God, for your word and for the things that we can learn from it and from the precepts that we can take from it. Heavenly Father, I pray that we would take this stuff and put it into action. I pray that we would glorify you in what all we do, God, that as these choices come up, Lord, among us and among our friends and those around us, God, that we would act in the way that you would have us to act, that we would listen to your word and we would listen to your prompting and the Holy Spirit in us, Lord, to show us how you would have us act, that we would glorify you and that we'd be living a life free in Christ. God, we thank you for the freedom that you provide. We thank you for setting us free from sin. God, and we thank you for dying for us and giving us that freedom. God, I pray that as we go, we would continue to be good examples to those around us, and we would take this and we would use it for the betterment of those around us and for ourselves, Lord, that we would, in your power, be able to live for you better, because none of us is perfect. God, we thank you. We love you. You are awesome, and we ask that you just continue to bless each person in here as we go and as we come back again next week. We thank you. We love you. It's your name we pray. Amen.